My sermon title for you today, Wonder Woman Bound by Satan. Wonder Woman Bound by Satan. Caleb, if you could turn that fan off for me, please. Psalm 68. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. Praise God. You know, our Lord brings us redemption. You remember that now. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Kings of armies did flee apace. That means quickly in the presence of God's power. And she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though you have lain among the pots, yet shall you be as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. God bless us today as we preach Thy holy word. Father, I do pray, God, that You would give me the fullness of Thy Spirit. And I do pray, Lord, that You'll be with all those that hear today. Open good and honest hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. The meaning is that God worked through everyone to do their part. Male and female. He gets the ultimate glory for the victory. But the women that tarried at home, they had their part to do. You can't have children running out in the midst of the battle. They had to do their part to keep everything. Otherwise, you didn't have anything to come home to. And so they did their part. The men did their part. But it's God who gets the glory. He's the one that won the battle. And though it didn't seem to be a glorious job to be among the pots and the housework and taking care of the children, in God's eyes, it is glorious. And when all is said and done, you are going to have wonder women. Because I'm telling you something, when women get their glorified body and God says, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and you enter into His millennial kingdom, to all of those nations of the world, Wonder Woman is nothing compared to what they're going to see in you. I mean, you are going to be looked up to. You're going to be seen as glorious. Now, right now, you're already glorious in God's eye. And that's all that matters, is making sure that what you are, what you strive to be, is something that God is pleased with. So what the Bible is saying is you get to share in the glory. You don't have to be a man to share in the glory. You get the same thing that the man does. The spoil is divided between male and female. Each did their job. What happens is when you have a chain, when you have a link, and people leave that link in the chain, everything messes up. So there are some idiots, some fools out here today that are saying, let's just mess the chain all up. You know, what women do is not important. You need to go do what a man does, and then you'll be important. And some women have believed that. Too many women have believed that today. They don't think they're anything unless they're doing something that would be traditionally considered a man's job. Everybody's trying to be an Amazon warrior today. They can't wait to go get the women in the military. And I'll tell you right now, it is a fantasy, is what it is. If I wanted to, I could give you a list and document the people that have been killed because of women who did not have the strength, being in a place they should not have been, and people, whether they're prison guards, whether they're sheriffs, whatever they are, people are getting killed because of political correctness. And it's insanity. And everybody's afraid to say it, see. I'm telling you, it is a fantasy to believe that you could put on a bikini and get out here and fight warriors. Okay, that is a movie, folks. It's a comic book. You don't wear bathing suits and go out and conquer the world. Okay? It's a fantasy. But you know what? The movie Wonder Woman is now out and selling millions. Making millions. And women are going to see Wonder Woman, and they're leaving the theaters crying. And they're interviewing them and saying, what are you crying for? And they said, the fight scenes. And they're like, oh, was it gruesome and gory and too much for you? They said, no, I'm crying because finally a woman warrior. She's so strong and we can fight. We can be pretty and we can fight. Hey, I'm all into you defending yourself. But you got to understand, God made men for a reason. You understand that? And to go out and try to be an Amazon warrior is insanity. It's just plumb insanity. I want to speak today first about the true Wonder Woman. The true Wonder Woman is a woman who is strong enough, powerful enough, wise enough to resist satanic propaganda. Are you strong enough? If so, today you are a Wonder Woman. If you are out different than the pack, if you're not being manipulated by the feminists who are controlled by a bunch of creeps, if you are outside of that group, outside the camp, resisting the propaganda, if you're not afraid in the face of this world to stand up and say, I'm glad God made me a girl. I'm glad to be feminine. I'm glad to be a mom. I'm glad to be what God calls me to be. Then you are a rare person and you are exceptionally strong. And you are a Wonder Woman today. Satan wants to bind you. Satan wants you to do his bidding. And he whispers in your ear, you're strong. Go be a strong woman. You can do it. And he wants you to wreck your home, wreck your church, wreck your nation, so the Antichrist can take over. And I promise you, after the Antichrist sells you a bill of goods, after he dangles that forbidden fruit and says, you can be as God, you can be Wonder Woman, come on, follow me. He's going to take off the mask and show you who he is. And I promise, it says the kings burn the whore. You understand that? They burn her with fire. Once he's done with the fake church, once he's done with feminism, he is going to burn it with fire. He doesn't need it anymore. Satan uses women. And it's time for women to be strong and realize what these wicked men and what Satan himself is doing to you. The true Wonder Woman today is the woman who is wise enough to build her house, keep her house, keep her place, and be glad to be a woman and let her feminine glory shine forth. In Genesis 24, Rebekah hasted and emptied her pitcher in the trough and ran again into the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace. Rebekah was a Wonder Woman. Why was he wondering? I think he was wondering because she was so virtuous. She was so kind. She was so hospitable. But instead of just rolling her eyes and sighing and saying, okay, let me go see what I can do for you, she ran to go help him. He looked at her and says, what kind of woman is this? What an amazing, virtuous woman. I think God has answered my prayer for my master. I have found a bride for Isaac. God speaks of these godly women. He says in 1 Peter 3, but let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. What does God value? For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, like Rebekah and Sarah, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband. Not that they didn't have any faults, but in general, compared to the Canaanites around them, they were good women. You understand that? They were good women. The women that many in the world often think are strong, in God's eyes, are actually weak. The Bible speaks of, in Proverbs 30, that one of the reasons the earth is in a mess. See, everybody's trying to figure out why is our nation in chaos? Why are things in a mess? God says it right here in the book, and nobody wants to listen to God, see? It's not politically correct. God says one of the four things that mess up the earth, one of the four things that mess up the world is an odious woman when she gets married. You say, I can't believe you said it. Hey, I just preached the Bible to you, see? God said that. We don't want to listen to God, see? God says when you get a woman who's strong and independent and bossy and dominant, God says how weak she is. How weak she is. Why is she weak? Because she's listening to the devil. She's insecure. You ever see women trying to do a man's job, trying to be a policeman, and they're so insecure, you know. The Bible says in Ezekiel 16, "How weak is thy heart, saith the Lord God, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious and whorish woman." God's not impressed by a bossy, loud, stubborn woman. God says she's weak. She's weak. But look at that woman. Look at the women in 1 Peter 4. Their heart, that meek and quiet spirit, is in the sight of God a great price. They're strong. When you're afraid to stand against the world for the Lord Jesus, when you're afraid and when you're ashamed of the Lord's ways and His words, you're not bold and courageous. You're weak. You're fearful in a sinful way. 1 Peter 3 says, "Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement." What does he mean? As long as you're not like these weak women. As long as you don't have a hissy fit and say, no, I have to be in control. I have to be a man. I have to do what the men do. Or God says, settle down and quit being so weak. Okay? You're being stirred up by the world. You're embracing the feminist lie. But this lust for power, this lust for authority, beyond the boundaries that God has ordained, it will not bring you true liberty. I mean, I don't understand why we're even having this discussion. I guess it's not a discussion. I'm preaching, but I'm speaking rhetorically today. There are feminists that already went through 1970s, 1960s feminism, and they say, "Curse these people! Curse you, feminists! You stole my life from me!" And now they are in their old age, and they're saying it was all a lie. See? It brings you bondage. It brings you captivity. It brings you shame, and it makes you a pawn of the devil. That's why I titled my sermon, "Wonder Woman Bound by Satan." If you want to be chained, if you want to be bound, if you don't want liberty, if you don't want joy and peace, and you don't want to be a true Wonder Woman when the day of judgment comes, when you're going to get your glorified body and enter into the millennial kingdom, if you want to be ashamed, if you want to be in outer darkness, and I tell you, then go ahead and believe the lie about Wonder Woman today. Go ahead and believe it. Go believe that you can seek a career. You know, the modern actress that's playing Wonder Woman, she's from Israel. And basically, as she was, just to show you how stupid the fantasy is, she was pregnant and showing most of the time she's fighting all those scenes. And they said, "Well, how did that work?" It's some type of CGI, you know, that they can just block out that part of the body. So, and she says, "It's been really hard figuring out how to juggle being a mom and going and being Wonder Woman." You know what? Because you're not Wonder Woman. See? And all these people that say, "I can do both. I can seek a career." Now, I'm not saying that you have to go home and sit. The Bible, look at the virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31. Look at all that she did. But you can do those things, making sure that your children, if you have them, your husband, you can make sure those things are provided for and you're being all that you can be to be a refreshment and a blessing, and things work the way God intended it to work. But this idea that you can go stick kids in daycare, I don't care whether the government pays for it or not. You go stick kids in daycare, let the state raise your children, it does not work. Okay? It's insanity. Genesis chapter 3. The serpent said unto the woman, the serpent, "You shall not surely die." See, he lies to you. "For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be Wonder Woman." Well, he didn't exactly say that, but he said, "You shall be as gods." What do you think Wonder Woman is? She's a demigod. And they're trying to tell you that you can be a god. Knowing good and evil. That's the lie of the devil. You can be like the angels. You can be Wonder Woman. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. The devil's trying to tell you you can be Superman and Superwoman. Or super androgynous it. Whatever it is they're trying to sell you today. And I'm telling you, it's a lie. You're going to die. And I'm telling you, it did not bring anything to Eve but death. It did not bring anything to Adam and Eve but bondage and servitude. There's nothing strong about getting caught up in the propaganda of these satanic creeps. 2 Timothy chapter 3, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses." Notice they're creepers, like snakes. "And lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust." You have these wolves and these creeps and these snakes, these vipers. They lie and they promise you liberty. And this is what's happening today. And you are not strong. The Bible says you're a silly woman if you believe it. If you believe it, you're a silly woman. And you know what? The Bible says, "For this reason, perilous times shall come upon the whole world." See, Paul is echoing what the book of Proverbs said, "For these things the earth is disquieted." When you get women leaving their home, leaving their calling, leaving their role, leaving their glory of their natural feminine beauty and ways and mannerisms, when you get women leaving these things, the whole earth becomes perilous. Which is why when Elijah comes, the Bible says he's going to call children to turn their hearts to their fathers and fathers to their children, lest he smite the earth with a curse. And he finally does smite it because the earth doesn't listen. See? So many women in the last days are going to fall away thinking they're Wonder Woman. So you're going to have middle-aged women leaving their home, leaving their marriage, leaving their children. And the teenager is going to say, "Mom, what are you doing?" And she's in a Wonder Woman bathing suit. And she's dressing like Wonder Woman. And she's like, "Oh, I've got important things to do." And the teenager's going to say, "My mom's kind of lost it. She thinks she's Wonder Woman." It is not the path to glory. Our text says, "You shall be as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold." I mean, you want to be in silver and gold. You want to be shining in glory. Wait till you see the glorified body and the glorified clothes of the true Wonder Women that are entering the millennial kingdom. Wow. How they will shine in glory and the power they're going to have. The Lord Jesus in His glorified body could walk through walls. Could appear and disappear. I don't know to what degree our glorified body is going to be powerful, but it's going to be way beyond anything your natural body can do. The deception of the serpent says, "You shall be as gods," and Eve was led astray. And there's a modern generation of Eves that are leaving the place of protection and are falling for the old deception. You know, I believe today, many Christians around this nation are flocking, probably bringing youth groups to Wonder Woman in theaters. And if you ask these youth leaders and these pastors, why did you load up a bus to carry a bunch of Christian children and Christian young girls, impressionable young children, to see this wicked movie? They're going to say, "Oh, we believe it's a good thing for women. We believe it's empowering for women." These are the Christians talking. Christian churches have embraced this liberal, feminist, communist insanity. And that's what it is. I grew up in my generation with the Wonder Woman TV series. Many of you also did so. We weren't addicted to TV the way many are addicted today to their cell phones and computer games and everything else. Many kids were. I thank the Lord that I had a time where we would sit in front of the TV, but for the most part, you wanted to be outside playing and doing something in my generation, you know. But nevertheless, it was very impressionable. And Wonder Woman at that time on TV was very immodest. Very immodest. Linda Carter played Wonder Woman. And she was very immodest. But I want you to listen. I want you to listen. This is the dilemma of feminism. They had to portray Wonder Woman with long hair, small shoulders, petite, pretty. Do you get my point? Wonder Woman even in the 1970s or 80s, whatever it was, Wonder Woman did not look like a sumo wrestler. Why is that? Do you notice that Wonder Woman did not look like Ellen DeGeneres? Have you noticed that? Why isn't Ellen DeGeneres playing Wonder Woman? What a slap in the face of lesbianism. Why even today, why did they have Linda Carter play Wonder Woman? Why even today, this new woman from Israel, why does she have long hair and is petite and look feminine? What's going on? You know why? Because they couldn't sell any movie. See, if you had Ellen DeGeneres playing Wonder Woman, you'd get some lesbians to go watch it, but no men would go. So, it's all for economic reasons, but nobody mentions that. Why does Wonder Woman have long hair? Now, of course, they dressed them in immodest ways. And Linda Carter, which seems to be a very confused woman, of course, she was glad to get the part, but she says, "I never meant to be an object of desire for anyone but my husband. I hate men looking at me and thinking what they think." If that's so, maybe you shouldn't go on TV in a bikini and fight crime with no shoulder strap. I mean, how logical is that? It's just crazy. But whatever intentions Linda Carter might have had, she ended up being a tool of Satan. And in her latter years, she had this to say in all seriousness in an interview, "We share the goddess within." See, in other words, she was not able to play that part and not get phased and infected by the New Age ideology. The goddess within, really. Linda is also a staunch advocate and supporter of pro-choice rights for women. Okay, what about the poor little Wonder Women that are in the womb? What about the little baby? What about all of them? Legal equality for LGBTX people. And she was the Grand Marshal for the 2011 Phoenix Pride and 2011 New York Pride Parade, as well as the 2013 Capitol Pride Parade. Well, I guess when the pedophiles start marching, are they going to come out and for pedophile pride? I guess they will. Because the culture just continues to erode, see. What's shocking today won't be shocking later. So here she is, a supporter of baby killing, a supporter of homosexuality. But you know what? The early Wonder Woman in the comics was presented as a lesbian. If you understood what they were saying in the comic books. Or at least bi. You can read the book Wonder Woman Unbound by Tim Hanley. He's not a fundamental Christian by any means. He's doing everything he can to try to make excuses for the early comic books. But even he admits, yeah, Batman was obviously supposed to be gay and Wonder Woman was obviously a lesbian or bisexual. So this is no secret. See, many of you think, "Oh, well, my kid's playing with Captain..." Whatever's... What's out there today? I forget. Transformers of the Universe. I guess that was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Whatever this stuff is, all this New Age garbage, all this magic and occultism that you brought into your home, many of you, God forbid. And I'm telling you, what you do is you say, "Well, it's just like Superman. I mean, back in the days of Mayberry, Opie was reading Batman and Superman." Hey, folks. Those comic books were wicked from hell beyond anything that you would ever imagine. I don't just mean the occultism. I mean they were wicked. In the late 1930s, occultism was unleashed upon children through comic books. And this was a planned agenda by occultists, theosophists, Masons. Just as the fairy tales were able to come into Christianity, to where you had Christians in the 1800s that would actually say, "Well, I guess it's okay to read that, as long as we don't read it on the Sabbath. You know, as long as you don't read it on Sunday, it's okay to read it, I suppose." and occultism, fairies, witches, all of these devils entered into culture. All it was German nature paganism, and it entered into the culture. Well, by the time you get to the 20th century and the 1930s, they were ready to unleash the second wave through comic books. So you had Superman in 1938, you had Batman in 1939, and you had Wonder Woman in 1941. Superman comes from the writings of Nietzsche. You think we're just reading into that? Nietzsche was who Hitler followed. He was insane, wrote a book called The Antichrist. He hated Jesus Christ. And he envisioned the evolutionary Superman that was to arise. Siegel and Shuster were two Jews with occult orientations who later created Superman from an earlier character they developed called Dr. Occult. So Superman was originally named Dr. Occult. He was a protector of the earth from the coming day of judgment. Wow. See, what's happening is this. Everything is preparing for a mammoth showdown. The earth is going to say aliens have come. I mean, the world's going to say aliens have come down and invaded us. You're going to have Moses and Elijah, and finally the Lord Jesus Christ with His armies on horseback. And the world's going to be tormented by this invasion of aliens. And the beast, the Antichrist, is going to be the Superman that arises with his false prophet, you know, Batman and Robin. And he's going to save the world from, because Moses and Elijah are going to have supernatural power. This is absolutely true. And everything is marching toward this goal. Everything is trained. So the original Dr. Occult was there to save the world from Judgment Day. Dr. Occult appears in issue number 9 of Batman, The Brave and the Bold, where Batman, Dr. Occult, and Sargon the Sorcerer team up to save the Earth. There it is. Who are they fighting? Who is the Sorcerer fighting? See, Batman was birthed in hell. All of this stuff is occultism. Dr. Occult in 1936 flew around in a red and blue outfit. They finally scratched their chin and said, you know what? If we're going to sell this to Americans, we can't just be so blatantly obvious. Let's change it to Dr. Mystic. And finally, they just settled for Nietzsche's Superman. Oh yeah, Christians don't mind Superman. If we call it Dr. Occult, at least in the 30s, many Christians would reject it, see. Boy, what are you reading? Oh, it's Dr. Occult and the Sorcerer. Are they bad? No, they're the Saviors. Many parents would say, you're not reading that trash, that's witchcraft. But if you say, kid, what are you reading? They say, oh, Superman. He's saving the earth from bad people. They're like, huh, okay, whatever. Frederick Wortham, Seduction of the Innocent in 1954. He reported that 60 million comic books were being sold a month. Children were spending 2 or 3 hours a day reading them. Guess what? Nobody believed him. The parents at the time says 2 or 3 hours a day reading a comic book. We don't believe it. Everybody said it's just not true. Many parents believed their children were only reading animal comics. But they didn't understand that there was a whole new world called jungle comics filled with rape, murder, and other things that I can't even name from the pulpit. There were crime comics. And then there were the occult Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman filled with rape and bondage and sick, horrible things. So Frederick Wortham was a psychologist. See, by the time you get to 1954, people weren't listening to preachers, even though the preachers had told them what's going to happen to the world. But they would say, well, you don't have a degree. We're going to listen to these other... Well, finally a psychologist comes out and says, this is all insane. seduction of the innocent. He says, we established the basic ingredients of the most numerous and widely read comic books. Violence, sadism, and cruelty. The Superman philosophy. An offshoot of Nietzsche's Superman. How did Nietzsche get into the nursery? The Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman group is a special form of crime comics. Wonder Woman is always a horror type. She tortures men, has her own female following. We have found this comic to be one of the most harmful. So what do they say? That Wonder Woman was one of the worst comic books you could read. Superman undermines the authority and dignity of the ordinary man and women in the minds of children. The lesbian counterpart to Batman and Robin may be found in the stories of Wonder Woman. I mean, what is going on with this stupid, ignorant Batman and Robin walking around looking like Richard Simmons, or even worse? I mean, what is this stuff? And what are y'all doing together? I mean, it's kind of perverted in a bad way. Well, so they had to do the same thing for the women, So Wonder Woman was the lesbian version of Batman and Robin. The Bible says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Some of you out there getting your feelings hurt really, really bad. But you're going to have to grow up, amen? The Bible says there's a time when it's time to put away your Star Wars toys, all your memorabilia. It's time to grow up and be a man. Put away childish things. Your generation, your daddy's generation, and their generation were all deceived by the devil. Deceived by the devil. And when Rowling wants to bring in Harry Potter, she says, oh, I'm not doing anything different than your grandfather did. We're just bringing a little occultism into everything. It's fun. Now you got teenage girls practicing to be witches. This stuff's serious. All right, now let's prove a little bit more. William Moulton Marston was the one who created Wonder Woman. He was a psychologist. He died in 1947. Let's hear what he said about the Wonder Woman comic books. Wonder Woman is psychological propaganda for the new type of woman who should, I believe, rule the world. There it is. What was the reason for Wonder Woman comic books? Propaganda. Propaganda. Albert Pike, the Mason, long before this, had said, we use, the occultists have always, Hermes, we've always used allegory and fiction to communicate our occult ideas to the masses. So Marston is just using the fiction to teach little children occultism and this new type of woman who he believes should rule the world. By 2015, of course, long after Marston is dead, her lesbianism comes out in the comic books, so to speak. They have Wonder Woman officiating the marriage of two women, and the writers actually come out and say Wonder Woman is obviously bisexual. She's androgynous. If you say, well, that's just some modern perverts teaching this androgynism, folks, go back. Do you understand that the creator of Wonder Woman, Marston, believed in diametrics? He believed in unifying opposites. Listen to me. He gave Wonder Woman the name Diana after the Greek goddess that the whole world worshipped. You see her in Acts 19. So that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. In comic books, Wonder Woman, in Marston's comics, calls the goddesses by name as she fights. Great Aphrodite, Merciful Minerva, Great Hera. But what was her last name? Diana, named after the goddess, daughter of Aphrodite, but her last name was Prince. Prince? Her last name is Prince? Diana Prince, not Princess? Prince? You mean like Axl Rose, Led Zeppelin? Occultism is the unity of that which God makes distinct. You need to understand that. The legendary women, the Amazons, guided by a false goddess Aphrodite, wanted to be free from men. Marston said the character Wonder Woman was propaganda, and not only that, he says it was based on my wife and our live-in lover. Wonder Woman is our live-in lover that my wife and I shared. That's what Marston said. The live-in lover, they were polyamorous, see. They lived in a polyamorous, perverted relationship. And it wasn't just polygamy in some perverted, traditional, ancient manner that God says is adultery. But after the man died, for several decades, the two women continued to live together as lovers. Their live-in lover was the niece of Margaret Sanger, the Nazi-loving founder of Planned Parenthood. She wore bracelets. And he says, that's where Wonder Woman's bracelets come from. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Her magazine in 1914 was called The Woman Rebel. No gods, no masters. How did Marston meet the perverted niece of Margaret Sanger, the woman rebel? Marston was giving a lecture endorsing lewdness and perversion and torture and things I can't even say from the pulpit. And this niece of Margaret Sanger was a pervert like Marston was. He was into depraved, sadistic subjugation of women that has exploded today. And he wrote all of that wicked trash into the Wonder Woman series. Noah Berlatsky, I can't even give you the title of his book, Marston's Wonder Woman stories deliberately encourage boys, girls, and everyone else to identify across gender lines. Issue number 16 was filled with images of disempowerment, rape, incest. Many observers realized at the time that this is pornography for deranged people. The comics were reproved as lewd, vile, and twisted. Marston says, I'm just writing for children what I wrote in my adult books. He wrote in 1928, Emotions of Normal People, where he praised abnormal perversions like homosexuality and several other things, again, that it'd be ashamed to even speak of in the pulpit. So Marston was a wicked, deranged pervert who openly demonstrated it in the books that he wrote. And then somehow or another, he began to write comic books for kids. He wrote adult perverted novels about Julius Caesar, where he openly presented his perverted theories. The publisher was glad to make all the money because millions of comics were selling. But the publisher began to say, hey bud, we're starting to get letters from pervert men all around the country. And these letters are sick and perverted and deranged. And they're not just seeing what... I mean, they're reading these comics and it's bad. But Marston says, wait a second, who's the professional, me or you? Who's got the psychological degree? This is healthy what these men are doing. And I want them to see these things in the comic. That's why I wrote it. There's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. The National Organization for Decent Literature put Wonder Woman on its banned list as one of the worst comics. Marston was obsessed with subjugation themes and illustrations of perverted dominance. Now understand, Hollywood at the time, their books, the comics, the movies, was obsessed with the taming of the shrew scenes, where a stubborn woman gets tamed by the end of the movie and that type of thing. But Wonder Woman took that idea in the Westerns to a whole new perverted level beyond anything that you could imagine. Now, how does this agree with feminism? Marston degraded women as objects, but yet he was a demanding patriarch of his own harem in his house. Reportedly, his live-in women and lovers says that he was very angry all the time and demanding. So he had his own harem, but yet Wonder Woman is supposed to be this ideal Wonder Woman who is made an object for perverted men. Is somehow another a feminist icon. Have you ever noticed that feminists are also silent in the face of Islam? I mean, if anything is degrading to women, it's Islam. But look at what feminists, look at how they respond to Islam. See, feminists are not for women. That's one thing you got to get straight. So-called feminists. Feminists are at war with traditional Christianity, brother Nathan. They are. Feminists are at war with traditional Christianity. That's what it's all about. No other religion, traditional, not even Islam, traditional Christianity. That's why they embrace this wicked stuff of the comic books. That's why they embrace all of the other perversion. Now Hollywood is taking the Wonder Woman idea to a whole new sadistic level. And feminists are silent. See, you're in a spiritual battle with Satan. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is also more proof, listen to me please, this is more proof that God's Word and God's ways lead to liberty, as the Psalms say. But when you follow Satan, and he says, I'll make you free, I'll make you free, he wants to degrade and trash you. Whatever Satan liberates, he trashes. He degrades and trashes. Ask the 1960s women, I want to be free, liberated. Satan trashed you. Trash your family, trash your purity, trash your femininity, trash everything that is good. In spite of all the perversion and subjugation of women, Wonder Woman has been and is celebrated as the queen of feminism. Gloria Steinem, the feminist leader, put her on the cover of the second issue of Ms. Magazine as a candidate for president. The goddess Kaylee got the cover of the first edition, and pretty much of the same entity. Screen Prism tells us, tracking Wonder Woman through the years is like tracking the history of feminism. She is a demigoddess, an Amazonian warrior princess. Marston says, I did create Wonder Woman for boys to prepare for the coming matriarchy. Now, Isaiah said there's a coming matriarchy. It's going to be short-lived when women and children shall reign over them as a preparation for Antichrist. But Marston believed that there was a millennium that's coming. A kingdom of God, a new age. And he said it's going to be a kingdom of matriarchy, and it's going to come, like all the occultists and Gnostics believe, when women become men. When women renounce the dress of their sex, stop caring about children, and become men. All of the occultists and theosophists for hundreds of years have been looking and predicting that this kingdom of God will come when women dress like men. As we said, Marston's philosophy was literally that of Diametrics. No wonder people are confused by him. He has women empowered, but yet they're bound as objects for male perverted pleasure. How can you put those two together? The whole idea of matriarchy was sold to the world with the idea that Wonder Woman is better than Superman. She doesn't have a sword. She has a magic lasso. She's a pacifist. She's an Amazonian. If women ruled the world, we would have peace. You know, they believed that they found evidence that the Amazonians really were a people. But guess what? They were warlike and savage. All ancient sources say that they were some of the most savage, warlike people. No one knows where the word Amazon comes from, but they began to appear on pottery at about the 6th century B.C., 600 years before Christ. The ancient historian Herodotus in the 5th century B.C. said that they intermarried with the Scythians, so the Scythians became the Amazonians. Herodotus says, the women in war, taking the field and wearing the very same dress as the men. So yes, there was a group of women that did fight with the men, supposedly, and they wore man's clothes. And they were warlike and savage. But guess what? They were not a peace-loving society. They were marauders, invaders. And they were not even a matriarchal society. They were still patriarchal. Men still ran things. So the whole myth of a matriarchal society, it's never existed anywhere. And I'm going to tell you the truth, it won't exist in America either. There are people selling it to you, but men are still in control, see. And you'll find out eventually that the Antichrist was behind it using the women, see. So you can just forget the whole matriarchal idea. It'll be short-lived in America. It's temporary. Just to destroy the family. In the 1990s, archaeologists discovered the graves of Scythian warrior women, thought to be these Amazons. They assumed that they were warrior women because they found weapons in their graves. And America and the feminists and the perverts want you to be one of these warrior women. And everything in society is moving to try to make you one of these warrior women. And they want the boys to be flower children with flowers in their hair, controlled by the warrior matriarchs. But listen to what National Geographic says they found. Well, I'm sorry, National Geographic. Before we read that, let's look at National Geographic about Herodotus. Herodotus gives us a very good picture. He says that they gathered a flower or leaves or seeds and sat around a campfire and threw these plants into the fire. They became intoxicated from the smoke. He actually does call it cannabis. And there are a lot of tattoos on the women. Okay, so what was happening? You had women that fought like men that had tattoos all over their body and smoked pot and wore pants. Now, just blink for a second and look out here in modern America. You've got women, and it's only been in recent years. Women are filled with tattoos, smoking pot, getting intoxicated, and trying to be warrior women. Somebody is moving things along, and it's the spirit of the air. Now let's look at what they found. Here's news.com, Australia. Forgotten ancient Greek jar contains image of the first Wonder Woman, a lasso-wielding Amazon. It's a 2,500-year-old cosmetics container that was tucked away, forgotten, in a small United States museum. The drawing shows a mounted, shod, trouser-wearing warrior woman. They wore trousers. They smoked dope. They also boasted heavily tattooed flesh. We now know they were part of a people we call the Scythians. The evidence of this is found in their graves. Virtually every Scythian was buried with a hemp smoke kit, it seems. And here they are, 470 years before Christ. Here is one of these Amazon women. Know that she has tattoos, usually dressed in leopard spots, and she has pants, and she gets stoned! She's a modern American. Who did this to the American women? Satan did. Satan did. And if you are not one of these women, if you are not glorying in tattoos, you may have had them from your earlier day, but if you are not glorying in tattoos, trying to expose your flesh, wearing man's clothes, and trying to go be a warrior woman, you are a Wonder Woman. Praise God for you. While we're on the subject, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Medes, the Scythians, and I could list nation after nation after nation, all wore trousers. Only men wore them except the Scythians or the Amazons. And if you think, well, but over where, you know, my ancestors... No, listen to me, folks. This was everywhere, just about. Here is the oldest pair of pants that the world has ever found. Here's a picture. It's about 3,000 to 3,300 years of age. The ancient trousers were excavated from tombs in western China, along with the remains of two men. In the Bible, the high priest, which was a what? Man or woman? Man. He wore breeches, trousers, pants. When you look in the book of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar takes over, the three friends of Daniel are dressed in pants. Read it. They were thrown into the fiery furnace in their trousers. They were dressed in the way all the men dress. Jill Lepore in The Secret History of Wonder Woman says her gods were female, and so were her curses. Feminism made Wonder Woman. And let me say one more thing before we close. The Wonder Woman series, as well as the movies, and just about anything else that Hollywood puts out today, embrace the old occult idea that it's given to the women today. Here's issue number 13, 1944, Wonder Woman. All you have to do is have confidence in your own strength. See, the Amazonian women were feeling like they were weak. And Wonder Woman came to show them, just believe in yourself. Believe that you can do it. Just believe you have the strength and you will have it. In other words, this is the same occultism that whatever your mind can believe, the mind can achieve. It's entered into Christianity and the so-called Word of Faith, Copeland, Hagen, witchcraft stuff that's saturating the charismatic churches. It's in the mind science cults. It's in the Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill trash that they use for multi-level marketing. It's in all the positive confession, positive thinking. It's just witchcraft. And now, the little girls are being taught by Disney, you can be whatever you want to be. Just believe. Our Lord Jesus Christ refutes that immediately. Hey, you need to have faith in the Lord. Amen. Have faith in God, says Jesus, our Lord. But he said, what man by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And he said, don't even swear by your head, for you can't make one hair white or black. Don't you think that by taking thought, hey, I'm all for being encouraged. I'm all for Deborah encouraging men to be men. I'm all for motivation and encouragement, but not occultism. See, there's a limit to your mind. And to go tell people if you just think it, you can create it, is witchcraft and is just plain stupid. It's just plain stupid. I remember I had a bad friend one time, and I've told you the story, and he was at the bus stop, and all that New Age stuff come out. And she says, yes, whatever I think I can create by my crystal. This crystal is magic, and I can do anything with it. And so he got it and stuck it in his pocket. And she says, give me my crystal back. He says, why don't you just think it back? Why don't you use some magic? You can't even stop me taking your crystal. You're not Wonder Woman. This is all just a fantasy. It's all stupidity. But I'm going to tell you, the little bit of truth it has is when you start practicing sorcery, some devils may show up. And they may give you a little bit of power, but only to throw you into hell and destroy you. Occultism is dark and evil and perverted. Ask Dr. Faust. Let me give you 2 Peter chapter 2:19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome is the same as he brought in bondage. You know what? How amazing it is that Wonder Woman, which around America and around the world today is a symbol of liberty, was born in women being subjugated and bound and tortured and trashed by a pervert. That's just like Satan, isn't it? Hey, and guess what, folks? That's what the devil has planned for you. He wants to take a beautiful... I'm sorry. But you start into that Wonder Woman stuff, you'll start cutting your hair, you'll start dressing like a man, you'll lose everything that's feminine about you, you'll mess your body up with tattoos, you'll start smoking pot and drinking and doing drugs, and oh, you're liberated. No, you're trashed. You understand? The devil is trashing you. The devil is trashing you. And that's what he wants to do. Take everything that's good and trash it. Make you a servant of sin, addicted to intoxicants. Dear Holy Father, we thank You for the precious women of this church, God. I thank You for our dear friends that we know and write us sometime to encourage us. I thank You for these precious young girls of this church, God. They're so sweet and pure and godly, Lord, and just have no desire to be boys and... Oh, Lord, keep them that way, Father. Keep them as they enter their teen years and late teens, God. Let nobody get a hold of them. Let not the propaganda... Let them remain strong, God. Oh, I pray, Father, that You raise up a generation of women. Oh, Lord, I already see many, Father, a remnant arising, God. I already see a backlash, a reaction to this wicked feminism, Father. How encouraging it is, Lord, to see strong women, really strong women, stand against this demonic wickedness. Rise up many, Father, so we may be at rest. The families may be secure, the churches, and ultimately our nation. Thank You, Father, for the blood of Jesus. Thank You for Your ways, God. Let us fight in these last days and reprove and rebuke with all longsuffering and doctrine, God. Let us have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them and give us boldness to do so. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank You for the blood of Jesus. Thank You for salvation by grace through faith. Thank You for our holy, perfect Bible that You preserve. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.